Welcome or welcome back to my podcast. Today I am here with
Ayana. I am the owner of Earthly and Divine LLC, and I also work with Balanced Status LLC. We're basically bridging our businesses. So, yeah, me and my partners.
Awesome. So, Ayana, tell me more about what you do to. When it comes to self-care, when it comes to taking time out of the day for yourself, especially as a new mom.
Oh, yes. So I definitely have to find time when I can. I think I found just last night or the night before, it was like 10 p.m. and I'm doing my skin routine, I'm cleaning, decluttering, like the times where I find, the times that I can actually find to do self-care is when I can. Sometimes that looks like 3 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes that's like 7 p.m. in the afternoon. Like, it really just depends. I like to find those little nuggets in spaces because it does get overwhelming sometimes. You never know when the baby needs something, when you gotta drop everything. So it's really a priority to just take that time.
And what does your self-care days consist of?
So right now I'm putting together a routine. So I am mainly focusing on my skin routine.
Okay.
I want to make my skin a priority.
It looks amazing.
Yes. So skin is really important. Hair routine. Like, I gotta wash my hair and like do certain products. I've struggled with my hair for a long time. I feel like I found, like, okay, I need to use this oil, this cream. Mousse is important. Like, I found you got to do mousse, yes, to like lay it down.
Okay.
And then some gel, and I got to have a water bottle to like hydrate.
Spritz some hair.
So hair care routine, got to have it. And then basically just like a meditative type of routine, so either like if I could get in some stretching, some breath work, or I like to pull my cards and like actually sit with myself and just like meditate in that way. That takes about like 10-15 minutes.
Yeah.
So if I can get that in, like those are the top 3 things that I gotta do for the day.
So when it comes to readings, do you feel like some of the readings you've been doing have been dead on? As far as when it comes to, you know, just how your life is unfolding?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I started, like, I actually went to see a reader in, like, 2018. So when I got that reading, it definitely resonated.
Yeah.
I didn't start actually reading for myself till 2020. Like, as soon as pandemic hit, I'm in the house by myself reading. And I'm, like, basically teaching myself, like, what everything means, and I'm doing readings for myself. I started doing them for other people, and it's just like the messages that are for other people I find also resonate with myself. And then sometimes I'll sit and I'll record my own personal readings, and sometimes those can resonate.
Too.
Yeah,
I've noticed.
Yes,
I really like them.
Yes, thank you. But yeah, like I feel like because we're a collective, a lot of the messages do resonate to like the people that I resonate with, just like, you know, immediate circle and things like that. But it's definitely been on point. I find sometimes I had a conversation with another girl that does readings, and it's like when I do readings on myself, it's always on point, good or bad. And when you think of good or bad, it's like it's not really good or bad. It's just what it is, you know? So exactly. And I find that when I sit with myself and I do my readings, I'm really like, oh girl, we need to focus on these addictions because you're smoking too much, or like you're drinking too much, or you're thinking too negatively. Like, it's I'm very real with myself, and I take all that in. And I find that I utilize different decks for those purposes.
So I remember at some point doing tarot. So do you do tarot specifically? Or because I've noticed that some of the cards that a lot of people buy vary. So it can be manifestation cards, or it can be, you know, the regular tarot cards, like seven of cups or something like that. Which one do you use specifically?
I use both. So I use tarot cards and oracle cards. Oracle cards are the manifestation, affirmation, or just like life path type cards. So I use both. Like now, because I practice so much, I can see the cards in my head. As far as the tarot. Oracle comes a little bit, the oracle comes in signs and other messages in different ways. But I use them both.
And when it comes to spiritual growth, do you feel like you are leaning towards a specific religion? Or are you taking in different philosophies and kind of incorporating them into your life as you go? What is your source of wisdom? Where is your, what is your source of knowledge?
So I feel like I heavily lean on Buddhism practices. I'm very connected to like Buddhism, just like enlightenment. Basically like diving deeper into your own spiritual healing, growth, you know, that type of thing. I'm not as religious. I used to be. I grew up in the church and everything. But I'm not as religious as I used to be. It's just, I feel like it's more intuitive now. It's like I feel more connected to energy. So when I think of God, I think of energy. So that's where kind of like the source and the wisdom comes from. It's like it's all about the vibes.
Right.
So like if I feel a negative vibe, I can pick that up. If I feel a positive vibe or an upbeat vibe, like today, I can pick that up. But it's more about the energy than the being or whatever has been taught, per se.
And how do you feel like you're going to, what are some of the lessons and wisdom you feel like you take from Buddhism that you might pass on to Imani or pass on just to your, if you decide to pass it on to the future, to your
So, I think the biggest thing, like I said, is more about like energy and meditation. Because I'm a Virgo, I'm already a hermit, like I'm already within, and I feel like that is the source of enlightenment, is really understanding yourself within. So, meditation is probably like the biggest thing, and also like focusing on your breathing, and focusing on earthing, so being more in nature, those types of things. There's been a few books that I've read, like The Alchemist. It's a beautiful book. The Celestine Prophecy. Yes, it's amazing. That's basically, that's kind of like an extension, I would say, of like The Alchemist. So if you read The Alchemist, I would say then read The Celestine Prophecy, because it's kind of like a similar like layout.
And I've read The Alchemist before. I remember it was life-changing.
Yes, exactly.
It came to me at a time when I was going through just a a very challenging time.
And The Celestine Prophecy did the same thing for me too. So it talks a lot about the vibrations. It talks a lot about how people interact with each other. It talks a lot about energy and stuff. So that, and then the mastery of love. So like love in its essence, like that in itself is something too that I want to instill in my kids, as far as understanding love, because that's really, to me, also God energy.
Right.
It's just love. Peace and love, you know?
That is the source. Love is the source. And I feel like we forget that when we kind of focus on one faith or one, you know, thing that might or we think separates us from everyone else, but at the end of the day, love is the source. And I agree with that. How have you been transformed this past year? What are some of the things that have transformed your life and have added to it, have helped you realize just who you are going within?
So I think the biggest thing that's transformed my life has definitely been, like I can't forget about my baby. So she's definitely in the last year transformed my life. She'll be a year in July. So it's like, it's been crazy. Yeah, she's a little cancer. So But she's definitely transformed everything. And that's something that I'll say too, because in my work, I've been doing massage. I've been a therapist for 6 years now, I think. Yes, it really is. But I basically started restructuring my massage because it started to get robotic. It started to get fall out of it. I started to get burned out. And then when I was pregnant with her, I started doing prenatal massages. Before, girl, you wouldn't see me touching a pregnant lady. Because I didn't want to get pregnant myself. Yeah. I was like, I didn't want to pick up on the energy. Yeah. But divine time happens when divine time is supposed to happen. So when I got pregnant with her, I was like, okay, I'm going to start doing prenatal massages. And I've seen so many women. I've gotten so many great, like, so much great feedback. And that has definitely changed the trajectory, I feel, of not only my career, but, like, my passion for healing and also being a woman. Like, it's, I didn't understand how negatively I think that I was looking at women because of my own upbringing. And then when I got pregnant and I had my baby, I was like, wow, women are the most powerful beings. Out here, and it made me appreciate women so much more. It's like, I want to do more sister circles. I want to, like, get together with my women more because we, I feel, are so undervalued sometimes and unappreciated, and that's something that I found has transformed my perspective, just being a woman myself and raising a girl, like, raising a daughter. Like, so it's been really eye-opening and definitely challenging, I would say, especially when you're dealing with who you used to be. I used to be very masculine, like, I'm a work, like, so being with my partner, he definitely has also transformed me in ways that I could ever imagine. He challenges me, we push each other, and I mean, it's been a beautiful experience. Of course, you have your challenges of ups and downs with, you know, figuring each other out and learning each other and things like that. But ultimately, it's like when you know, you know. You know, and that's kind of the vibe that we got. We worked through our differences. I feel like we are now getting back to solid ground. But that's just knowing his perspective and how he can help my life and vice versa. That's definitely made a huge difference in who I am now.
And on the topic of just partners, do you feel as though how do I articulate this? I'm trying to, like, think about a way to. Do you feel as though you might have already answered the question, but do you feel as though your union has helped you to see the parts of yourself that you needed to heal? Prior to stepping into, you know, mothership.
Like, we had to break shit down to get shit popping. Like, in order to build, we had to break it down. And like I said, it was very, very challenging. I feel like relationships, just like motherhood, is not for the faint of heart. Like, you gotta put in the work, you gotta put in effort. And I feel like because I was in the position that I was in, I wasn't fully healed when we got together. I wasn't fully in that space to receive. So it was harder for me to just, like, break down those walls, bring them down, and accept that this man is actually here to help and to provide and to actually, like, be there. But because I was so defensive, it was like I just couldn't, like, allow, you know? So, it's definitely developed into a beautiful thing. I think we are now in a space where we're, like, it's just, like, everything's lit up now because we allowed that unhealthy, we actually had to address that unhealthy, those unhealthy aspects. So shadow work is probably the biggest thing that we've done. Journaling. We also sit and we make time to talk. Communication is really big. And he's a Libra, I'm a Virgo, so we're both, like, intellectual. And so it's like the communication was very challenging for us. And I feel like we're getting a very great, like, we're getting to a very great space. But we've been triggered. There's been a lot of triggering, but something that I had saw that if you notice something that you don't like in somebody else is something you don't like in yourself.
Inside of you.
And we did a lot of that. So,
kind of reflecting back to each other what you need to fix and change.
Okay. It was a lot of that. But now I can look at it and appreciate it and be like, I can appreciate my shadow. I can appreciate those parts of myself that I never really paid attention to because he forced me to see that and I forced him to see it too.
I can definitely agree with that and I resonate because a lot of things that, just like also the idea of becoming a mother, that's something that I've considered and heavily reflected on. And I feel like in the past, like you mentioned before, you know, you didn't want to work with, you didn't want to do prenatal massages because you were afraid or kind of, you didn't want to be put in that position, you know, you didn't want to attract that energy. And I feel like sometimes I reflect on that because the way that my mom had us wasn't really like the most ideal, you know what I'm saying? Just like deliverance wise, she didn't have access to the things that she needed at the time. So I feel like that's something I've always carried with me, that fear of, oh, okay, you know, what if something happens that's out of the norm? Or so I guess that's why I've kind of just, you know,
it's so cute.
But like that's why I've kind of been pushing back, you know, not even pushing back, just kind of like taking my time when it comes to, you know, actually becoming a mother. So it's, why do you feel like you were kind of turned off from becoming a mother?
I think because I was so, like I said, I was so in my masculine energy that I was just so focused on working. I was so focused on what's the plan, what's the end goal, how am I going to be successful, like how am I going to make it work on my own, like how am I going to provide for a child. And I was also, I was just still trying to find myself. I was still trying to figure things out. So I was like, I don't want to bring something into this world where I don't have it figured out, you know? And I don't think we ever have it figured out, honestly. Yeah. That's something that I've learned now. Like, you really don't ever have it figured out, but it's still a journey, and it's still something that, again, was on the back of my mind because I just wasn't ready.
Right.
But when you're ready, you know.
Ready.
Like, when you're ready, it's here. And that's something else. Like, God gives you what you need, not what you want. And it's always on God's time, not your time. So
that's very true. Okay, so when it comes to your business now, do you feel... So you said you started incorporating more prenatal massages.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel like that's going to encourage more women to be able to relax and focus on their mental health?
Yes. So obviously massage is mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah.
And in my sessions, they have definitely become more mind, body, and spirit focused.
Yeah.
When we go into a session, kind of like what a session would look like for a prenatal or a new mom, or even a you know, older mom, basically we'll come in, we'll talk about what's going on, and then we basically tap into stress first and foremost. Like, how's your stress level? How are you feeling? And then going through that, we make sure to take deep breaths.
Yeah,
I make sure to focus on breathing, and I try to just give little like nuggets on the things that I learned when I was pregnant.
Because
I feel like that, I mean, I've gotten feedback that it helps a lot of women, especially new moms that have never experienced it before.
Right.
I always ask if they're nervous about anything, if they have any questions, if they want to know about anything in particular, like breastfeeding or delivery. Because I didn't know any of that stuff when I was pregnant. So I like to give all the information that I can. If you want to come back, we can keep going through it, but I mainly focus more so on the spiritual and the mental, because I got the body part. I got your body, but let's now focus on the mental and the spiritual so that we can connect everything.
Okay.
What
do you feel like is a challenge for new moms? What do you think is a challenge that might be overcome by focusing on your mental health, by focusing on your breath, by focusing on taking time to address your needs, knowing that you have other responsibilities as well?
I think it's very challenging because we're so go, go, go. Like, especially us women, like, and us go-getters, like, we are so go, go, go all the time. But I think really taking the time to just be is so underrated. And something that a therapist told me when I got my first prenatal massage was that a lot of new moms have a hard time accepting that they're pregnant, for one. Yeah. They have a hard time accepting that they have to sit down now. Like, you have to rest. You have to actually take care of yourself. So those types of things, it's hard for us that are always, like, doing stuff. And we have to kind of force ourselves to sit down. We have to force ourselves to rest. Yeah. We have to force ourselves to breathe. And it becomes easier over time, but it's a practice. Right. I think it's very challenging for a new mom to accept, oh my gosh, my life is changing right now. Like, my body's changing, my job might be changing, like, a lot of different changes are happening, but staying focused on your end goal, which is not only meeting your baby, but having a good delivery, and then also knowing how to restructure and not hold on to things that may no longer work, you know? Like, you gotta adjust, you gotta make adjustments. So, yeah, I think that's the biggest thing.
Ayana, where can we find your business, and how can we support your business?
Yes, so, Earthly Divine LLC on Instagram, and then also Balance Status LLC on Instagram. Those are basically our massage businesses. I also do offer spiritual readings as well. I'm starting to get into mentorship and teaching and stuff like that. So I'm actually starting to teach photography. I've got a couple clients online. Yeah, so.
Okay, hold on, let me get my camera.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, that's my first degree. That's my first passion, my first love. So I can talk about photography all day.
I really need to get a camera because I remember the shoot that we did that one time. I will always remember that shoot, Haji.
That was probably one of the most fun sessions with you that I've ever done.
You have to check out this place. I don't remember the name of it, but it's like a studio where they do music video shoots. And I don't know if you need to rent it out or not, but if you get the chance, I feel like that would be a good place to shoot portraits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever I find the name, I'm going to send it to you.
Yes, but, for sure.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, I'm here with Ayana, and it's just been a pleasure to learn more about self-care, mental health awareness, and being able to come back to yourself at the end of the day.
Yes.